was in the right.
Hey, 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 happy Thursday evening, everyone. This is Marianne, and you're listening to Money Matters with Marianne, broadcasting live from Hubbards, Nova Scotia, 88.7 on your FM dial or covefm.com. Online, you can listen anywhere in the world. And last week, I tried something a little bit new. I did a live Facebook post, video feed while I did the show, and it worked pretty well. So I thought we'd try that again. I had a couple people asking if I was going to do that. So I am doing that. So anybody on Facebook that's popping on that can actually see me, hi, I'm in the studio here. And for those that can't see me, you can just pretend. All right. So if anybody is tuning in for the first time, this is a show with a bit of a twist. All of my songs have a money-related theme, and I sprinkle in some financial advice to help you have happier, healthier finances. I always have a topic for the week, and tonight's topic is holiday spending, because oh my gosh, it is coming right around the corner, isn't it? December 14th, just 10 days away, well, 11 technically, 10 days away. And Christmas is here. And I was listening to Riding Home with the Reader just prior to my show. And he was talking about, you know, Christmas will be over and then it will be spring and then summer and then fall and then Christmas. I'm like, no, don't make it go that fast. But the hard, cold fact is it will go that fast. But let's slow down a little bit and just enjoy the season ahead of us. I don't know about you, but I love the holiday season. It's a little challenging with the whole commercialism of it and trying not to get caught up in that. But, you know, as far as festivities go and, you know, hanging out with family and friends and spending time with those you love. And I love to give gifts. I love making gifts. I love giving gifts. That's one of the things that I really, really enjoy about the holiday season. Okay, what do we have on for tonight? Well, as I said, we're going to talk about holiday spending, so that's coming up in a little bit. But I just wanted to start off with something that I came across online that I thought was an interesting concept, I guess I'll use that word, and just a little food for thought, just to get us thinking a little bit more about our money and our finances. All right, so this comes from one of my favorite bloggers, Jay Money, and his blog site is Budgets Are Sexy. I really love that that take on it because budgets tend to have a negative connotation, yet they're so powerful in terms of gaining control over your finances and really excelling from a financial perspective. So here's what he wrote. He said, if you lost your job tomorrow, how long could you survive? And I often say that we're all only a few months away from bankruptcy, that if we had no income for a few months, how long would it take for things to come crashing down around us? And again, the hard, you know, reality is that it wouldn't take very long for many, many people. So he went on to talk about the simple formula. And so the formula is you take the value of your assets, so what you own, and we can get into whole different levels of assets, but let's just say, you know, fairly easy liquidable assets. So you can, you know, sell your house, sell your car, cash in your investments, savings in a bank account, that sort of thing. So you take that figure, and then you take your monthly expenses. Now, this does require you actually knowing what your monthly expenses are, which takes me back to a tip that I very often share, which is tracking where your money goes. And but let's assume you all do that and you know what your expenses are. Okay, ready to do this formula? Let's say that you have $20,000 in assets, okay, things that you can sell and or liquidate to get some money. And let's say that your monthly expenses are $4,000 per month. So the formula is pretty easy. You take the value of your assets, you divide it by your monthly expenses, and you see how many months you can come up with. And the answer in this case is 5 months. So the answer is you would have enough assets to see you through for 5 months, and then what? Well, mind you, if those assets involve selling a home, then you have a whole other issue on your hands because you don't have a place to live. If they involve selling a vehicle, then you potentially don't have a vehicle to drive. And so, you know, certainly giving consideration to the assets makes sense. So then he went on to say this statement, and this is what I really love. This was the, like, you know, pick up your bat and ball and just, you know, hit that baby home. All the income in the world is great, but if you don't keep any of it, what's the point? All the income in the world is great, but if you don't keep any of it, what is the point? And that is really, really important because, well, I don't even think I have to answer that because I think anyone listening knows why it's really, really important. But the point is that we work and we make money. And in this society, we tend to spend it as fast as we make it. And sometimes we spend more than we make. And so just a reminder that, you know, actually hanging on to the money you make is more powerful than spending the money you make. So I thought that was just a nice little take on things, just get us thinking about our finances a little bit differently. So I'm going to kick things off with my money funny, and then I'm going to play a couple of tunes for you, and then I'll be back, and we'll get into holiday spending and shopping tips. Okay, here we go. A devastated-looking man knocks on the door of a woman known for her charity. "Please, ma'am," he says when she opens up, "can you help this poor, tragic family down the block? The father just lost his job and his wife is too ill to work. They're about to be turned out into the cold streets unless someone can pay the rent." "That's the worst thing I ever heard in my life," says the woman. "May I ask who you are?" To which he answered, "Their landlord." So I thought that was kind of cute. Okay, so let's kick things off with a couple of tunes. So what do we have coming up? We have Curtis Matheson, "Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do." That's a new song I added recently. I can't remember why, so you'll have to listen along with me to remember what the money part of that song is. Some of them are obvious. They're in the title. So "A New Shade of Blue, Everything That Glitters Is Not Gold" follows that. And that makes the money cut because it talks about gold. And gold is a type of currency like money. So enjoy these couple of tunes, and then I'll be back and we'll talk about saving and or spending wisely for the holidays. Thank you.
But the time has come. have to pay the cost. 'Cause for everything you win, there's something lost. But sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride her with your rhinestones and your sequins, with the sunlight on your hair. And oh, the crowd will always love you. As for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Oh, everything that glitters is not gold.
Join me Monday nights, 8 to 10, Strange Conversations with Rafe. Up-and-coming East Coast and Canadian music, all those songs you love to sing along to, sometimes over the top, but always on the down low. Strange Conversations with Rafe, Monday nights, Cove FM.
Best Friends Pet Supplies is 100% locally owned and has been in business since 1989. With two locations to serve you in Clayton Park and Tantallon, we offer you healthy alternatives for your pet's needs, such as raw, freeze-dried, dehydrated, and grain-free formulas. We carry many Canadian-made products and locally made treats and cat furniture. We also carry an extensive line of bird feeders and seed. Best Friends Pet Supplies, 287 Lacewood Drive in Clayton Park.
Okay, and I'm back, and you are listening to Money Matters with Mary Ann. And we're talking about holiday spending. What else would we be talking about this time of year? Because the holiday season is right around the corner. Okay, so last week I was talking about just some wise spending and some ways that you can do your last minute shopping that can save you money and be, you know, great ideas for gifts. And so one of the things we talked about is buying consumables, things that get used up, things that people use every day. If you have somebody on your list that is challenging to buy for, then this is a great way to, you know, to give them stuff that they use every day. So I use the example of my 92-year-old mom, who's really hard to buy for. And I'm sure we all have a few people on our list like that. So here's a few other consumables that are great for all kinds of people. Batteries. Does anybody have enough batteries? Anybody? I don't know about you, but we run out of them like crazy in our house. And so buying batteries, they're great stocking stuffers, they're great gifts. In fact, for many years, I bought my mom every kind of battery for Christmas, and she would have them all year long. It was a great gift. And when I ran out, I went and snuck some from her. Don't tell her that. Mom, I hope you're not listening. Gift cards, of course, because anybody can use gift cards. Those are always a great idea. And something that I recently have been buying my mom is birdseed. And because we all feed birds and we buy, you know, we spend a lot of money on feeding the animals. So buying bags of birdseed, for example, is a great gift, as are bird feeders and bird houses. So those are just a few tips on doing some consumables. All right, what else do I have on my list? Oh, actually, I wanted to share a little story with you. I want to share two. We'll see how much time we have. I'll do one now, one later. So I had a gal come to talk to me last week, and she's on disability income, and we were talking about the holidays, and she was mentioning how she felt obligated to buy gifts for her kids, her grandkids, and her parents. And obviously, she's on a very tight budget. She's coming to talk to someone like me, and we're kind of going through her cash flow. And I was expressing some concern over, you know, how she was going to do that and still manage her her regular expenses throughout the month. And what I found interesting about that conversation, I come from a very large family. There's 8 kids. And we decided a long time ago that we were going to stop exchanging gifts. And instead, we had a get-together. And, you know, that means so much more to any of us. My husband, there's 5 in his family. And again, ages ago, we decided we're going to stop exchanging gifts among the adults, and we all just buy gifts for the children. And so I mentioned some of those things to her. And so what I wanted to say to everybody out there is, if this is a stressful time of year for you, if you are exchanging gifts with all of your family members, you know, certainly if you do get along is good too, but if you get together over the holidays, that maybe this is the holiday season that you suggest that either you stop exchanging gifts, or you could do something like a Secret Santa exchange where you I think everybody knows what that is, right? You just bring a gift, they go under the tree, you pick them. At our work, we do the Yankee swap, I think that's what it's called. So it's kind of like the Secret Santa, but if you get picked first, you pick a gift. If you get picked second, you pick a gift and open it up, and you can keep that one, or you can steal from the first person. You have to give them yours. You're not really stealing, you're exchanging. And then the third person, and so on, which is a whole lot of fun. So you could do Secret Santa, you could do no gifts. And the other thing that came up was that she was sending a lot of gifts by mail. Oh my good Lord, does anyone send gifts through the mail? It's absolutely insane how expensive it is. I have a friend over in Newfoundland. Actually, I'm broadcasting this live on Facebook, and I see Richard's watching. Hi, Richard. And so I have a friend in Newfoundland, Tracy, so maybe she'll listen to the replay. And Tracy and I decided a few years ago to stop sending gifts because the postage for the gifts was outrageous. And so we just send cards, and she sends me a beautiful card with a picture on it every year. And I always send her a card that's been drawn by my one of my children, or both. And I do sneak a little tiny something in that card every year, just whatever fits in the card. So yeah, I know, Tracy, I'm sorry, I'm going against the grain on that and not honoring our commitment. But please, your cards with the picture are beautiful. Don't send me anything more than that. So those are a few tips for holiday spending. Now, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know that I don't come on the airwaves and just talk and talk and talk and talk. I give you all a break, and I put some tunes in there for you to listen to. So it's coming up to that time. So I have Joel Plaskett, Million Dollars, which is a great song and reminds us all of our desire to have $1 million. And that's going to be followed up with the weather report. And then after that, I'll be back with another story and some more holiday spending and savings tips. So enjoy what's coming up, and I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Want the community to know about your business? Advertise in the Masthead News, your community newspaper. Reach out to 15,207 homes and more. Call 902-857-9099 now.
If your little one wants to learn to skate or is a budding hockey player and wants to get out on the ice with helmet and stick, then this ice time is for you. Our Parent Taught Skate is for parents with toddlers up to 5 years of age. You can come along and bring the stroller on, or use skate assists, or shoot the puck with your preschooler. All for free until December 31st, Tuesday and Thursdays, 10 a.m. to noon. St. Margaret Center, 12 Westwood Boulevard in Upper Tantallon. www.stmargaretcenter.ca.
Let's go out, we'll take no prisoners. Lonely love, gotta leave it behind. We look like $1 million. Every time they look at us, we'll blow their mind.
Let's forget about all the ringing telephones. Let's forget about
The Hubbardston Area Business Association encourages you to shop local this holiday season. You'll find holiday essentials without having to drive to the city. Hardware, decorations, groceries, spirits, and more can all be found at the Hubbard Shopping Center. Visit the Hubbardston Area Business Directory at www.hubbardstonarea.ca or pick up the printed version at the Aspetagon Heritage Trust office. This season, save time and fuel, support your community, and give the gift of local.
Cove FM Weather.
Cove FM Weather is brought to you by The Medicine Shop, 3622 Hammonds Plains Road in Upper Tantallon. For Thursday night, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries. Wind southwest, 20 kilometers an hour, gusting to 40, with a low of minus 7. For Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, wind west, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, and a high of minus 2. For Friday night, mainly cloudy, flurries beginning after midnight, wind west, 20 kilometers an hour, becoming northeast 20 after midnight, and a low of minus 5. For Saturday, flurries and a high of minus 6, and for Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of minus 6.
Currently, it's minus 3 degrees at Cove FM.
You can check the weather anytime online at covefm.com.
Did you know the flu virus can travel 2 meters through the air? Have you had your flu shot? It's not too late. Your pharmacist is the most convenient and accessible person to get a flu shot from. Immunization is the best way to prevent the flu. Visit Melanie at the Medicine Shop in Upper Tantallon for your flu shot today. It's free and no appointment required. The Medicine Shop, your health, our priority. Located at 3622 Hammonds Plains Road. Open 9:30 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. 820-0392.
Okay, I am back and you are listening to or watching, if you're on the Facebook Live post, Money Matters with Marianne on 88.7 Cove FM. I am in Hubbard's, Nova Scotia and broadcasting live from our studio. It's so exciting to have a local station in Hubbard's, radio station, love listening to it. And when they asked for volunteers, I readily stepped up because I think it's so important to volunteer in the community that you live in. And I also think it's equally important for people to get financial advice. So Richard's watching on the live feed and he told me I'm the multitasking queen. But for those of you who are out there listening and not watching, what you don't see is the craziness going on in here when I'm trying to do all these things. Okay, so we're talking about holiday spending and saving. So I was just telling a story off the air about a lady who had come in to see me. And we were just talking about debt and she was feeling very guilty because she couldn't pay her debt. Obviously, it's why she was coming in to see me. And we were looking at doing a settlement to her creditors. And I mean, this is what I see all the time. And, you know, it's very obviously normal to feel guilty when you can't pay your debt or, you know, when anything in your life doesn't work out. And so as she was leaving, I said to her, you know, this is no different than getting a divorce. If a relationship doesn't work out, your relationship with money is not working out. It hasn't worked out for a while. You know, there's been some whatever, you know, abuse, there's been misunderstanding, there's been lack of education. I mean, again, we can equate this to pretty much any relationship in our life. Not everything works out. And so, you know, think of this like a separation or a divorce and just basically move on. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of guilt around that in any area of your life. But at some point you just have to make a decision that something's not working in your life, find a solution, move on, and not carry that guilt with you because that stuff will kill you. So the other story that I wanted to share, this was my feel good story. I got a message from someone that I crossed paths with in the past and I was able to give advice to. And basically they said, you know, life is good now and they're doing well. And they want to know if there was a family that they could help at Christmas time, if I knew of anyone. Well, you know, hello, I know of lots of people. It's what I do in my business. And so I was able to pair that person up with a family with children who, you know, are really struggling and, very concerned about how they're going to make it through the holidays. And that was just really, really awesome. So I was really happy to have that opportunity. And some of you have seen some of my other posts where I have It's the Money Angel GoFundMe page, and I just bought another $400 in gift cards to send out anonymously to people who need it. So two things I'll mention here in the show is not certainly about me promoting my stuff, but I think it's so important to give this time of year. So if you want to give money to the cause, GoFundMe, Money Angel, but also if you know someone who could use a little extra help at Christmas time, just go find me on the net. Dr. Det, Dr. Det, and just send me a message or post something on my Facebook page because 'tis the season to be giving. All right. So where was I? Oh, yes. So here's some more savings tips. And this tip is about getting through the holidays now, but it's also about preparing for next year. And so I was walking through a superstore today, and I love this time of year for holiday stuff because everything's on sale. It's like the best time to buy holiday stuff, or certainly will be over, you know, the next week or two. So buy holiday themed gifts. You know, a lot of people don't buy a lot of Christmas decorations and things for themselves, especially if they're on a tight budget. I know my rule is I buy one new thing at the end of the season every year, and that's what I try to stick to. And because you can't, you know, you're trying to make your dollar last, and you can't just go out and buy a bunch of stuff for yourself when you're trying to get through the holidays with all the other extra stuff you need. So you can buy decorations. You could buy Christmas crackers, you know, those things that you pull in the stupid little junk falls out. Sorry, but it is just little trinkets. But kids freaking love them. And every year I do buy them for the kids, but I wait until the last minute until they're on really, really, really cheap and buy them. Because again, it's just a want, not a need. And I consider it a bit frugal. Chocolate, another thing that goes on sale, makes a great gift, makes a great last minute gift. I know we say we get too much of that stuff at the holidays. I don't know if my best friend Twyla's out there listening. You keep chocolate in your freezer all year. Honest to God, I don't know how you do it. Every time I'm there, I help her get rid of her stock. Yeah, chocolate doesn't last in our house for more than a week or two. Okay, a couple of days to a week. And cranberries. So why did I put cranberries down? Because we all have turkey dinner. And what goes with turkey dinner? Cranberries. And so making homemade cranberries, buying those this time of year, making homemade cranberries and giving them out as gifts, something that I do every year. Is another great thing that you can do. So you can also use all of those same tips that I just gave you, and you can plan for next year. So you can buy Christmas-themed gifts and put them away, like jewelry, Christmas jewelry. So I have my beautiful little angel earrings in that my neighbor made me last year. And I know I sent a few Christmas earrings off to my friend, sent a pair off to my friend in Newfoundland, gave them to some other friends last year. Ornaments, of course, you can always give an ornament or make an ornament. Craft supplies, if you are a Christmas crafter, that's me, I'm a Christmas crafter. I buy all my supplies basically next week. I'll be going into the stores and getting stuff at discount for next year, so I'm ready to go. And you can also buy year-end sale items like electronics and things that go on sale and even tuck them away for next year. That does take a little bit of resolve and commitment on your part, but, you know, buying that stuff and tucking it away. And typically I always have four or five Christmas-themed gifts in my Christmas gift closet for the next year. And so somewhere around October, I kind of go through that and see what I have. Okay, so how are we doing for time? I'm going to share one more tip, and then we're going to move on with the music segment of the show. And that is, and I say this, I swear I say this every show, I must, track your spending to see what you're spending. It's so important. How do you know how you're doing if you don't track where your money goes? Even if you do something as simple over the holidays as having an envelope and you just put your Christmas receipts in it, which is a good idea, by the way. Keep your Christmas receipts in case you need to return them. And of course, women, we have purses. We can have an envelope in it. Men, stuff them in your glove box or wherever you need to put them. And put all your receipts in one place. And then here's the key. Sit down at the end of the season at some point. I do recommend a cup of tea or something a little stronger if you need it. And total up those receipts and see how much money you spent. And then take an aspirin. No. I'm kidding. Well, you might need to. But check in regularly to see how you're doing and then set a goal to cut down for next year. So I created a Facebook page last year called Dreaming of a Debt-Free Christmas, as much for me as anyone else. And it was to help keep me on track, but also share some of the tips that I employ, you know, over the months up to Christmas. And what I found, I'm going to share this on the post in another couple of weeks, but what I found is that I think, I'm going to do the totals, but it helped keep me on track, and I'm pretty sure I spent less than last year, and I still think I spent too much. Last year was too much, this year is too much, and so I'm going to really play with that and see what I can do to spend less each and every Christmas. So Richard just posted on the Facebook Live that's the biggest challenge, not keeping track of where, when I spend. Well, Richard, you are in, I would have to say, at least 80% of the population, if not more, because that's the biggest challenge I've seen of almost everyone that I deal with on a regular basis. And I only do it because I preach it every day, live it, and so it became part of what I do. It is the single most important thing. It's why you hear me say it, you know, every week or every couple of weeks, because it is the thing that gives you control over your finances and helps you figure out what you can do to make it better. Okay, so quarter to the hour. My gosh, time flies when you are having fun. I've got a song coming up for you. I think I have two. Sorry, taking my mouth away from the mic here so I can see what I got coming up. And Copper Penny sitting, oh, that's the one we just played. I think we did. Oh my gosh, I'm losing my mind. See, I'm multitasking, going crazy. Johnny Russell, King of the Road. That's the one that I was looking for. And yes, Copper Penny sitting on a poor man's throne. So enjoy these couple of tunes. And I do have a few more tips on holiday spending and shopping for you. So before we finalize this episode of Money Matters with Marianne, I'll be back to share those. All right, here we go. Cue the music. Songs for nickels is the only life I've ever known.
And I'll never get arrested sitting on a Pullman's throne. And I'll never get arrested sitting on a Pullman's throne. Yeah.
People from our communities talking to our communities. 88.7 Cove FM.
The holiday season is approaching and Red Barn Market is full of all kinds of good stuff. We have beautiful wreaths, Christmas pots, and bouquets made here. Many thanks to all of you for supporting us and our local suppliers of free-range eggs and meats, coffee, breads, and produce. We are located on the St. Margaret's Bay Road between the Crossroads and St. Luke's Church in Upper Tantallon. We are open 7 days a week, 9 to 6 Monday to Friday, and 9 to 5 on Saturday and Sundays.
Hi, this is Dennis from Delish Fine Foods. Come to Delish Fine Foods for real British goodies. We're the winner of the Best British Shop. We have a wide selection of British grocery products from across the pond. Try our handcrafted meat pies, Cornish pasties, sausage rolls, and much, much more. Why not come in for lunch or take home one of our delicious meals to go, or try a full Monty breakfast served until 4 p.m. every day. Make your Christmas a Delish Christmas. We have a fantastic range of traditional festive foods. We are conveniently located at 5280 St. Margaret's Bay Road, Upper Tantallon. Our telephone number is 902-826-1436, or you can reach us through our website, delishfinefoods.com.
Here is the 88.7 Cove FM Community Calendar.
Cove FM's Community Calendar is brought to you by Bay Equipment Rentals.
A preteen dance at Through the Years Daycare and Community Center in Hubbards is on Friday, December 15th, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's an evening of music, dancing, and fun. It's adult chaperoned, and there's a canteen available. It's for ages 7 to 12. The cost is $5, and the contact number for more information is 902-857-1777.
If you have a community event that you would like included in the Cove FM community calendar, please send the details to info@covefm.com.
Bay Equipment Rentals is your source for all your scaffolding needs. They feature top-of-the-line equipment and the ability to deliver anywhere inside the HRM. Bay Rentals is your go-to location for anything scaffolding. They also carry a full line of pressure washer products and have four locations to serve you: Lower Sackville, Cole Harbor, Elmsdale, and at 14 Sunny's Road in Tantallon. Call them at 902-826-7000 or visit online at bayrentals.ca.
All right.
right, I'm back, and you are listening to Money Matters with Marianne. And time is just flying by. Holy Moses, it's 7 minutes to the hour, and I have to wind things down and clear out of the studio because we have another great show coming up after me. So I just wanted to leave you with a couple of additional holiday saving spending tips. Next week will be interesting because it'll be like 5 days before Christmas. So we'll see how many tips I have for that one. It might be just surviving the holidays. Some of these I think I already said. So do-it-yourself gifts are great. And the story I was telling earlier about the gal that, you know, felt like she had to buy gifts for her family members. And we talked about that. And there was another gal in, and we talked about how people love getting, you know, homemade gifts and preserves, canned preserves, those types of things, because a lot of people don't make them themselves and they really enjoy them. I know they go in my gift baskets. In fact, I stopped at my brother's and sister-in-law's on the way home to drop something off and was given a container of fresh baked beans as part of my Christmas gift. I'm like, that's freaking awesome. There's supper tonight. And I went home and there was fresh baked bread out. So how great is that? So just give some canned peas. Just do that. Ornaments are great. One year I made homemade bookmarks. That's really great to get your kids to draw pictures and make homemade bookmarks for you know, parents and grandparents, or artwork if you're into artwork. And it could even be, I got some gifts from a friend one year and they were printed pictures, but she had put a little color in them and put them in black frames and just a set of three. And I love them. They're in my house. They're some of my favorite pieces. The other point I'll make, and maybe this is getting too late for this one, but watch shipping times and costs, shipping timelines and costs. And so I know I've been caught ordering online, not realizing how much the shipping was, or there's been a U.S. conversion, right, Kim? And or duty charges. And then, don't you hate that when all of a sudden you get a call saying your parcel's coming, but you owe $35 extra that you didn't plan? Talk about throwing a budget off. All right. So last but not least, I put a poll on Facebook to ask how people were doing with their Christmas shopping. And the answers were that most people are almost done or getting close to it. I had a few that were done. I didn't have anyone say that they were in panic mode yet. So maybe they're just all out panicking and shopping and didn't have time to take the poll. I'm not sure. All right. I got to wind things down. So I got to turn things over to, we got the 80s at 8 with Lash LaRue coming up after me. So thanks for tuning in both on the radio and on Facebook Live. And as always, wishing you happy, healthy finances and hoping that the Christmas season goes well for you and your pocketbook. I'll be back next week. I look forward to talking to you more then. So I'm going to end things off with my typical end things off song, Monty Python's Flying Circus Money Song. And then I put the Johnny Russell King of the Road in there because I had to switch things around a little bit. So, all right. Bye-bye, everyone. Happy, healthy finances.
I've got £90,000 in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutschmark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
Money,
there is nothing like a newly minted pound.
Money.
Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around.
Round.
You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money.